is Willie Terry, WOOC, Roman Labor Correspondent, and I'm here at the Environmental and Climate Justice from Puerto Rico to Albany Forum at the Latino Community Center. And I have one of the speakers that I'm going to talk to just for a couple of minutes, Willie White. He's from the South End, and he's the South End leader and founder of A Village?
Yes, sir.
All right. What is A Village?
So A Village is a grassroots organization that was founded in 2009. We are a group that advocate for justice, for equal rights, for environmental rights. So A Village kind of fights on many different fronts. But I'm not with A Village anymore. I am now the new executive director of My Brothers and Sisters Keepers here in Albany, New York.
So tell me something, just a little about yourself and how you got involved in these social justice issues.
Okay, so I'm a young man from Tupelo, Mississippi. Came to Albany when I was very young, 7 to 8 years old, and my dad brought me here, went through school here, worked many jobs. And then all of a sudden, I asked myself, what can I do in my community to help move my community forward in a positive way? I had major back surgery in 2001, 2004, and 2008. After recuperating, I got up and I read two books. I read The Audacity of Hope and Dreams from My Father, both written by our former president, Barack Obama. And those books inspired me and inspired me to start A Village. A Village was started to get ordinary people involved from the community, people who didn't have to have special degrees or be a VIP or anything, just ordinary people can come in and make a difference in their community. And I put that message out in the community and people came. So I started A Village in 2009. We had a meeting on August 6, 2009, and I just resigned about 3 months ago. After 10 years of working with A Village, the community taught me that we can do things. We just have to come together as a people. So that's what kind of sparked me to be a community activist. And it's in my blood now. I couldn't get rid of it if I wanted to.
All right. Your presentation here at the conference today.
Sure.
Right. What were some of the major points that you were trying to bring out?
So Ezra Prentice is a predominantly black community located next door to the Port of Albany. They're in the middle of 787. They're next door to a recycling plant, next door to the county waste. And their front yard is 1,000 diesel trucks that go through their community every single day. In their backyard is the bomb trains that sit idle in their backyard, spewing out and environmental toxic air into the community. And so, I said to myself, if this was a white community, would this be allowed to happen at such a vast way and in such a vast way? And I said, no. I answered my question, no. A white community would not stand for this. Now, one of the things that happens in our community, we don't have the means to stand up and fight. And what I mean by that, a lot of people at Ezra Prentice will not stand up and fight because they're afraid that they're going to get kicked out of their apartment because it's public housing. More white people have the means to stand up and fight. They have the economic means and they have the numbers and people in their community who will stand up and fight, who can stand up and fight and not fearing anything else. So Ezra Prentice people are dismayed by what's happening down there, but they are afraid to come out and fight. And that's why my voice is elevated in a way where I'll speak for them. If they can't get out, I'll get out for them. And I will continue to fight this fight. Not just me. There's a lot of community partners who are helping fight this fight. I think of people like Tom McFeeters from the community. I think of Dr. Stacy Pettigrew from the community, Dominic Castellero. There's so many people who are willing to stand up and help these people fight the fight that needs to be fight. But one thing that we all will call for is for the governor to come and take some action in our community, because ultimately he has the power to make change down at Ezra Prentice.
Right. Yeah. And I noticed also when you were speaking, you were talking a lot about Martin Luther King. And
for sure.
And at the end, you gave a quote was a quarterback.
Sure.
So just give me that famous quote again.
So Dr. King said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. He said, I might not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. You see, I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And when there's justice reached by the people of Ezra Prentice, we will know that we're at the promised land at that time because those people deserve to breathe clean air. They are victimized by the very air that they breathe. There's racism in dirty air. There's racism in breathing, breathing while black. So how many people in this world can say that it is okay for human habitation to live next to the Port of Albany, to live in an industrial area where we know that there is toxic air? Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
And thank
That's
you.
That's the key.
All right. Thank you, Willie White.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And now I have the MC of the program, Ceci Alfonso, who's a board member for the Citizen Action Committee, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a board member for Citizen Action, which is a community-based organization that it's been active for 35 years, and it takes on social, economic, political issues that impact the community. That's why it's called Citizen Action, because we practice what we preach. And currently, we are very aware of the need to connect the dots between the environmental injustice that's happened to individuals who happen to be Puerto Ricans.
Right, that's why we're going to ask you, how did you come up with this particular topic to organize and all been around this?
Well, when we talk about environmental injustice, you cannot, and you live in the area, in the Capital District, you realize that in the poor Black and Latino communities, there is a higher than normal incidence of individuals, children in particular, with asthma, and that because historically there has been a large Latino community in the Capital District, when Maria hit and Latinos, Puerto Ricans in particular, had to leave the island, many of them came up here. And in particular, they came to Amsterdam, they came to the Capital District. And I can say, as a member of Citizen Action's board, when I approached them about us being a place where we can gather emergency food, clothes, supplies, and the word went out to the members of the Citizen Action, the response was monumental. And it showed that there is an active community here, not only involved in the struggle for environmental justice and supported by the larger progressive white community, but also connecting Puerto Ricans, Latinos, and the progressive community. So it just felt like we had to do something.
Right. Now, for anyone who's thinking about getting involved in this issue, what advice would you have for them?
What I would say is please join Citizen Action. It is a membership organization. It has effectively fought and won many of the rights that the disenfranchised and people of color community deserves. For example, we fought for $15 an hour as a minimum wage, and I have to say proudly that we, among many, feel like we contributed to that. We recently, the state legislature agreed to eradicate cash bail. That is something that Citizen Action put their hearts and energy into, and I can say very proudly again that we made a difference in that.
And how do one get involved there?
Well, Citizen Action is located on 94th Central Avenue, and Ceci, can be reached at Citizen Action. My email address is 5Ceci, that's CeSSIEALF123 at gmail.com. I would give you the number right now, but I don't have it off the top of my head. But thank you very much for spreading the word.
All right, and thank you, Ceci. And to the radio audience, get involved. All right, I'm here, still here at the environmental conference, and they just had a meal, and they said that it was a taste of Puerto Rico. And I have one of the person who was working on that, and her name is...
My name is Kat Perez. Kat Perez.
Oh, Kat Perez. And Kat Perez, are you a part of Citizen Action?
I'm part of Capital District Latinos.
Oh, okay. That's the organization who housed the conference. Okay. And Kat, what is some of the food that you had that we had to
do? Yeah, so we said if we're going to host this event here at Capital District Latinos, then we must have Latino food. So we have from the restaurante, Lo Nuestro Restaurant, right on Central Avenue. And then we have from Moliendo Cafe, which is a Colombian restaurant. And then Lo Nuestro Restaurant is Dominican. So you have a taste of Dominican food and Colombian.
Okay. Oh, not Puerto Rican?
It's not Puerto Rican.
But anyway, it was good.
Thank you. Thank you. So we try to have healthy foods. We try to have a variety of, if you could eat meat, you could have pork, chicken. But if you were a vegetarian or vegan, you could also eat what we have here. Because myself, I'm a vegetarian / vegan. So, yes.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.